No strings attached and no reception needed, was just the best. She loved it and she missed it. But instead, this guy just wanted to snuggle up together and stay like that for hours, preferably in front of a film or TV series, chatting without words. He had cooked sophisticated meals, treated her to fine dining, coffee was always served with breakfast, and their weekends were gladly spent taking long walks hand in hand. The days turned into weeks and the weeks into months. The only thing that changed was the different days of the week and different days as their lives progressed. To start with, this approach had felt perfect. There was no rush, they took it slow and enjoyed their romantic flirting. The problem was that the other bits, the things she longed for, never actually got off the ground. The more things seemed to stall, the more she yearned for the other side of the coin. Their relationship fizzled into some form of happy contentment. How could she be happy and like her life, but at the same time be so incomprehensibly dissatisfied? As time went by, the small areas of frustration grew more prominent and more noticeable. Couldn't he just sweep her off her feet, make her feel unique, irreplaceable, or worshipped even? She, with so much to give, and he with all the perfect traits and character. He, who she once upon a time had wanted to understand inside and out. What had become of them? The relationship had felt like it was the best thing ever when they first started seeing each other, and now the routines nigged and gnawed their way through the meat, drawing closer and closer to her tender nerves. When it actually happened, she was just as surprised as he was over the breakup. It was a Sunday evening, they had gone to bed early as per usual, she was spooning him, held him tight from behind. She longed to be spooned like that. She pressed up against his broad back, which always impressed her and filled her with lust. The expectations were low, to be honest, but she couldn't leave him be. Couldn't resist. She slipped her hand in beneath the waistband of his boxers and rested her palm on his curved bum. She loved grabbing hold of him like that. His buttocks fitted so nicely into her hand. Even more than that, she loved to let her hand caress the contours of his sculpted hip bone and his soft waist. Right then, oh, what she wouldn't have given to have him on top, to feel the weight of him assuring her body. She wanted his thighs to push their way in between hers. She tried to wake the sleeping beast by using her female passion and existence. When the caressing of the inside of his thigh didn't have any effect, her hand traveled vertically from the inside of his thigh and up towards his groin. He was hard, and she let one of her fingers stroke his shaft lightly through the fabric. As there was still no reaction to speak of, her hand grabbed hold of his cock and squeezed it ever so gently. She pressed her body even closer and her breathing grew heavier. At that point, he grasped her wrist and pulled her whole arm around to him in an embrace. He said he was tired and explained how much he liked just snuggling up together like this. As if out of nowhere, all of her patience went up in smoke. She jerked her arm back, got up, and stood next to the bed, screaming that this was it. Enough is enough. She couldn't take it anymore. Further explanation was never proffered, and he never demanded it either. She got dressed and walked out. Afterwards, it bothered her every time she thought about it. She had been resolute, and he hadn't deserved that. He was a good guy in many ways, and the best word to describe him would probably be kind. But at the same time, she deserved to lead the life she really wanted, not just a half-hearted version. And that was that. 2 weeks later, she was sitting in an empty apartment on the outskirts of town, feeling rather lonely. The walls were bare, and the sound from the TV echoed across the polished parquet floor. The blue light made a feminine-shaped silhouette on the wall, and she wondered to herself whether her unfulfilled need for appreciation and recognition was happy now. The world was her oyster. Nothing could stop her. Not really. Apart from a pair of invisible chains of regret and angst that tied her body to the bed. What did she need to move on? On her mobile, men popped up left, right, and center, but they didn't inspire her. Her mood had stopped her from constructively accepting her newfound freedom. She didn't even know what she wanted. Perhaps a vague feeling of dizzying euphoria after being presented with a surprise. But a surprise was, by definition, no surprise if she already knew what she was getting. And she was one person short to experience such a thing. Time to get all dolled up and hit the nearest bar? In her fantasy, she envisioned ordering a dry alcoholic drink and sipping this in a beautiful crystal tumbler. She wouldn't have to wait long before a suave man in a dark suit would have come up to her, asking whether she came there often. The flirtatious game was on, and life would all of a sudden be much more interesting again. Sadly, she was old enough to understand that fantasy is nothing more than that, and far removed from the real world. In the real world, men...